Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. By the way, yes, we are still having issues with the text line. I don't know what's going to happen.
Crapped out. That's one of my best ones. Crapped out.
It did crap out.
It crapped out.
I have reset it like 18 times. I've texted myself 5 times to make sure that it actually is not. It's a text line issue. So if this is the case, then you know, next segment for Mozzarella Monday, we're going to have to do it via the video commenters or Twitter. So you have to tweet us that way, because we got to keep the show must go on for Mozzarella Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's been so good.
Well, so hey, what people about calling it? In?
We could take some calls, too, if the text line's down. It does not appear the text line is coming back
anytime.
That's
not coming back right now.
There's an issue there.
Hey, they can tell me. I'd advise
they can text your personal phone, too.
Phone.
Yeah, text Steve's personal. I'll give it out.
402. No, don't. No.
It starts with 402 for sure.
You guys were very wise.
How about if we give him the 402, then we give them the next 3, then we give them the other numbers, but they're jumbled.
You got to mix them up.
They got to figure it out. They got to figure it out.
No,
go. Wouldn't that be fun?
It's kind of fun. It is kind of fun,
scramble
but it's also
up.
Still a little, no.
I think Bolt has your personal number for when you gave it out.
He does.
You can let other breakers know. Maybe that we
guys' reaction to that was fascinating. Yeah. You immediately knew.
I couldn't believe you said it.
We're like, what just happened?
So you realize everyone's going to hear that. They're going to amplify it and hear it and send it out to people. I got to tell you,
I misjudged it completely. I thought there'd be more restraint.
Yeah.
Nope.
By people.
No.
I did.
No.
I really did. No. I misjudged.
You gave them an open chance to text you or call you or interact with you at any time.
I thought there'd be more restraint.
Have you blocked anybody?
No, I haven't.
Have you thought about it at all?
Not really. I mean, no, because I don't get any weird. I don't get anything weird. I just get a lot. By the way, they're coming in right now.
how many did you get? Are these Mozzarella Monday submissions or not?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. Bird just texted me. Let's see. Greg did text me.
Meteorologist Greg?
Your ex-meteorologist has hacked in and took down the text line.
It appears so. Somebody did, so I don't know what
happened. I just wonder how that happened.
I don't know. Technology is weird. Mm-hmm. We need to apply connective on this right now.
Yes,
Mozzarella Monday though is on, and you can call in 464.
Next segment,
464-5685 next segment if you have something that you want to share.
You know, we've talked a little bit about the Masters. I know Sip was bored to tears about it, but we'll,
I wasn't.
One quick thing here.
Fine.
This doesn't bother me, but Bryson DeChambeau was asked after the round about playing with McIlroy. He said, didn't talk to me one time. Rory said not a single word to DeChambeau yesterday, which I would say... He's locked in. He wants to win a golf tournament. Does he have to be chattery or chat with Bryson DeChambeau?
Do they have any issues?
Well, I mean, Bryson's a live golfer and Rory's PGA. And of course, the U.S. Open, as Bill mentioned last year, Rory missed 2 3-foot putts that would have helped him win the tournament. Bryson beats him in the U.S. Open. So there's some anger, some bad blood there, I suppose, from Rory. But he didn't say a single word, apparently, to Bryson DeChambeau.
And they were paired.
They played.
My wife asked me, she goes, do they talk? And I said, rarely. I said, sometimes if someone makes a shot that's incredible, the other one kind of gives them the acknowledgement type of thing, a little thing of that nature. sometimes they just they'll talk about whether like okay who's out or whatever's going on, some small conversation. It didn't shock me watching it. It's like they're not talking. I didn't think that. I didn't think that at all.
How would that bother you if you were DeChambeau and he was just not even acknowledging you?
I don't know if it was a lack of acknowledgement. It's just the fact he didn't say any words to him. I think he looked at him and saw that he looked at him once in a while, but
because there was a clear friendly embrace with Rose.
Yes,
when they went to the playoff when Rose got there, which also surprised me that they had to get there. They had to wait for Rose. Like, what have you been doing? He's been done for an hour.
It was weird.
And he was like, he got up there like 5-7 minutes later than McElroy.
McElroy finishes with the bogey, mm-hmm. and Justin Rose has been on the driving range for likely an hour, mm-hmm. for an hour. And McElroy goes and signs his cart and then gets the cart back to the 18th hole. And Justin Rose is nowhere to be seen.
Oh, before the playoff.
Yes, as the McElroy's on the tee box, where the hell is Justin?
You see Justin in a golf cart. I'm like, where have you been? Like
you've had all the time in the world.
Like you would think. Also, at the last one, when the very end, it's like, hey, I'm going to go watch, see what happens. Because if he misses the putt, I'm going to a playoff.
Right.
I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's some more last swings guy on the range. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Getting loose.
Yeah.
It was odd. I'm watching this Masters, and if I was pulling for Rory, and it made me think about how sports fandom is just so frustrating, because this is an individual you're looking, and this is not a team. It's an individual you're supporting. I think about the difficulties of Nebraska basketball or football to get over the hump, and I'm thinking, McElroy has a 5-shot lead, and you think, hey, we can finally trust this is going to go the way it should go, and he collapses, and he comes back, collapses, and he wins, and it's just so frustrating to be a fan of anything. I mean, and you guys aren't huge, you obviously coach, journalist, you're not huge fans. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm like, this, you're getting every sort of the fandom situation during this final nine.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it makes me appreciate guys who close. That's what I mean. I've just have a better appreciation of teams that get it done.
Yes.
And close. Because it's hard. It's hard to do it.
If you just think about this,
it is really hard to win.
In the last whatever, so it's been 11 years for his major, right?
Yep.
11 years.
You're talking somewhere, in the 40s, correct? Of 11 years for
40 majors,
right?
Yeah.
And so in those 40 majors, McElroy was probably top 2 to 5. 1 through 5 is favored.
Yes.
Think about that. Yeah. In 40-something events, he would have been going into it. Right away, it's like, who do you guys like? I like McElroy. In 40-something events is what it was. That's how hard it is.
It's hard.
And then, like I said, and then he missed. And if he failed he obviously had missed shots, but his putter failed him several times.
Which has been the case.
Been the case
in his
for
career.
Him before. But he's still, like I said, it's so hard. That last 30 seconds, that last shot, mm-hmm. that last thing. Oh, it's hard to do. Oh, it's so hard to do.
But it just makes you appreciate when guys, like, for instance, you see it. I'll tell you what I really appreciate. Like in the NCAA tournament, those final four games when a guy steps to the line and makes two.
Yeah.
Make the free
throws.
I don't
take that for granted.
Make the free
throws. No, I don't either.
Holy God. Everybody's watching. Some guys just step up there and they shoot like they're at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And they just drill them.
Yeah.
But that's not easy to do.
No.
You got to have guys like that.
Right now, you still haven't slept if you're Texas Tech. Missing the front end of 2 1-on-1s up 6.
Oh.
They got Florida beat.
Yep.
They got Florida beat. They just got to make their free throws. Because
that's easier
because
said
Todd
than done.
Golden's his philosophy is foul early. He doesn't wait to let it play out. He goes, I'm going to foul people with 2.5 through. And they missed 2 front ends. Yep. Not just miss one, miss front end. And so the closeout part, and it's a special kind of, closeout. It's a special, but again, Every time, if somebody said, who would you take every time, would you take Rory or would you take the field? Well, I'd take the field every time.
Sure.
I mean, like, I'm just going to take those numbers of somebody getting hot at a certain time. Sure. With it.
But. Or with Scheffler's in the field. I mean,
I think about closing, though, too. I mean, this is obviously different sport, different comparison because they don't play every snap, but I think about a kicker in football.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Bill, you've coached some phenomenal kickers.
Definitely.
And these are guys, that, again, on for extra points.
Yep.
They're on for field goals.
Totally
they're on for kickoffs. Yep. They're not playing every snap.
Totally.
And you
gotta,
hey, we're trying to go to the Super Bowl. You got to make a 55 yarder.
Mm-hmm. Just win Justin the conference. Thomas. Or just get to a bowl game. Whatever it is.
How are those guys, Bill, like in terms of practice? Like, how do they do it? You know, because they're not on the field hardly ever.
Yeah. The big thing is, obviously, it's like they already have – you don't get a kicker coming into college and all of a sudden it's going like, he's a corner in high school, but they can make him into a – no, that's not the case. You know, Prince Amukamara was a running back, made him into a corner, made it, you know, it went really well for him. So you can't – they've already come in with a very high skill set. So all you can do is talk about work ethic, routine, moments. I mean, so you try to put them in those spots. But the big thing is routine. If you watched Justin Rose putt, they always say, watch his routine. He tucks his left shirt underneath his
every
armpit
time.
Before he putt. So he has a routine.
Yep.
That's what you're working on with kickers, is to have the exact same routine. So everything is like practice, the thing that's going on. But same thing I talked to my wife about. I said, I can't imagine – McElroy right now, this is the one when he missed to win it on 18. I go, how you control your breathing. I said, I like that. But the next thing is, it's like, well, here's the deal. He has worked on his breathing for 25 years of how to control that type of emotion when you're over a tough putt. So that's what you're doing with kickers. But it's all about routine. That's the biggest thing.
Is it anything? I mean, there's clutch. There's guys that are just more clutch than others, though, right?
You want to have there's more clutch, and there's also those kickers that can snaps here makes it, snaps here makes it, snaps here. I talked about that, how important it is as kickers to be able to see the ball. That's why Sam Cook helped me with that, with the holders on moving them back, so you had vision the whole time of the ball. When the ball goes into the body of a holder,
trouble.
Right now the kicker has started his approach and he has no vision on the ball,
trouble.
Then the ball also has, think of the variables from here to the spot, or from here to the spot. So it's a lot different. So that's why you want to play with some extension and be further away on the hold so you can see the ball better. But you also have to have a kicker that when the ball is not perfect, he'll make the strike to still hit it. Because they can't go
trouble,
through.
Though.
If every time the kicker just walks off, spot was off, missed it by a quarter inch, so that's what happened.
Can't have that.
No, can't have that.
God, there's so much that can go wrong. So much can go wrong.
I mean, and that's a position again. I mean, there's some kickers that are incredible that make every kick. There's some kickers that, you know, the team is relying on you to make a kick, and you just straight up get it blocked. You might push it right. You might pull it left.
And you want to put them in scenarios. Put them in scenarios a lot in practice. It's never quite the same, but you put them in tough scenarios in practice.
Absolutely.
You know, that are really to make them focus, make them make this kick, make them do it under a live situation too, like that. You want the live rush a lot. And sometimes it's not as much fun because you don't want to get – because I will say this, the rush of the D-line, remember, the O-line, they have to be a shield.
Right.
And they're going to take abuse on this play. Yeah. They are.
They
don't lock arms. No, they don't lock arms.
They lock legs.
There's interlock legs.
Yeah, interlock legs.
It's a step to it. But my point is, they're not coming – I mean, you don't see a score team when this ball snapped. Where do they go? Push forward. That's not happening. They have to build a shield,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take abuse on that play.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say we want to rep this over and over again,
can't do that.
It's really hard to do. And so there's a lot to it.
It seems just like football, you're just trying to minimize things that can go wrong a lot of the time.
A lot of times you are. But like I said, with the kicker, and then also in the recruiting process, you probably know a lot about him. If it's just like, hey, I saw the leg strength. I was at a camp. I saw him make it. Hang on now. What'd he do? What were his numbers last year? What did he do under this pressure? What's going on here?
I'm looking at that.
Yeah. So if you're looking on just same way, it's like, man, Elite 11. Whew, can he spin it? Look at that. Look at him. And then all of a sudden, pass rush shows up, and everything changes.
Can't you, in a kicker, couldn't you see fear in guys' eyes?
You like to see him compete. A lot of that stuff's off of T-bars, but you can see not so much fear, but you can just sense somebody from just talking to him with what they're like.
Thank you.
And how calm and how cool they are.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that didn't have a big leg, but kicked extremely well here and in big moments. He was a freshman All-American, was Jordan Congdon.
Little Jordan Congdon from California.
Did not have a big leg.
Little guy.
Yeah, but he made some clutch kicks.
He did.
And did some things like that. And
I remember Congdon.
Because he was like this. He was like this.
Yeah, he was like
that. Now, he didn't have an NFL leg.
No.
But a lot of times it's like the same thing. It's like, don't worry about the NFL leg. How well can he make a 27-yarder and a 32-yarder? We need more than the guy. Hey, he can bang it. He can bang it from 65, but he only hits from 50% from inside the 30. That's not going to win.
I will tell you this, Bill. I appreciate the hell out of kickers, good kickers. Mm. I mean, a clutch kicker, it means so much.
Yeah.
That you can send him out there and you don't worry about it too much. You got to always worry about it a little bit. But not too much.
Think about when Justin Tucker was on. I mean, he had a bad year this year, but when he was on.
Chiefs kicker.
He made it from 66 yards to win the game.
Chiefs kicker's money, too.
Yeah. Harrison Butker in the clutch is money.
Money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just money. Unbelievable. It freaks me out.
Like just count on it. The game's
like a free throw
shooter.
There.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a free throw.
Like, whoa. Like, it's not a problem. But but that's,
and
it
some
is
guys,
a problem.
And again, there's always there's a difference. And usually by the NFL, they've separated themselves. Of being that group of just like, oh man, do I want this kick? Or are you thinking like, oh, please just score a touchdown so I don't have to go out and make this kick?
Oh.
Or there's some that are going like, please don't. Oh. I want it. I want the 49-yarder all on me.
I know this. When I played baseball, I knew I wasn't a dude completely because there's times I didn't want the ball hit to me. I didn't want it to me.
Yeah, there's time. Everybody, don't hit it to me.
I'm not ready for this one.
I don't want this.
I'm playing shortstop with a bad arm.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
I mean,
I'm not really even a vacuum over here.
No.
I can
that fast.
I can knock it down. Right. I can knock it. If my job is to knock it down, I've got it.
No, I got to throw this guy out.
Simple. Go to shortstop. Knock it down. Should I throw him out? Don't need it. Just knock the ball down. No, I'm with Sip on that. It's like, oh man.
There's some guys you don't want. You want the guy who wants the ball into it.
And guess what? You know how you get that? In NFL, you sign him. In the college, you recruit him.
That's it.
It's not like, guys, senior year, man. He was terrified. Then he just flipped. No, that's not how it is.
You either got that or you don't.
You have that certain it factor.
When we come back, the text line's down. So if you want to call in or you want to get on YouTube or X or
what did
Facebook,
do, Jake?
402, and no, actually, I'm not going to give it to you. If you want to call 402-464-5685, $25 to Valentino's on the line for the best of the weekend. Mozzarella Mondays next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.